Melbourne Adelaide are fresh off a 36-point win against the Kangaroos. They're planning to keep that form rolling, and that's the important part
absolutely.
Of it. One of their assistant coaches is Matthew Clark, and he'll certainly hope that they do. He joins us now. Doc, thanks for your time.
Yes, good to be here, boys. Good to be here.
It was a solid four-quarter team effort, Saturday, and I think that was the pleasing thing.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The last quarter was a bit lackluster. There was some moments which we sort of thought, not quite, but overall, yeah, very happy. And happy to be talking to you blokes in a bit better mood than last time as well.
Well, let's keep your happy mood continuing. And it looked like the players came in with a new mood as well, Doc. I don't know if you can elaborate at all, but there was some genuine spirit, some genuine energy. And when Eddie Betts kicks a goal like only Eddie Betts can, there's some real excitement amongst the group as well.
Yeah, across the group, and particularly I think the forwards probably do deserve a bit of recognition. Like the week before, they had a pretty tough time of it. We probably didn't deliver the ball well to them, and they were outnumbered and probably weren't able to compete at the level we want. But certainly on the weekend, that was a complete contrast. When they were outnumbered, they found a way to halve the contest, and when it was one-on-one, they won their contest. And yeah, then Eddie kicked one unbelievable goal. Unbelievable.
Hey, talk to us about the forward line, because it's been a fascination all year. Why did it click? Is that a structural thing? Is that an individual thing? And Sammy Kerridge, what importance did he play? Obviously, he kicks his four goals, but did that make a significant difference to the structure?
Yeah, Charlie Cameron obviously has been really good for us and went out with a slight groin, so we wait on him, and hopefully he's not too far away. But so, yeah, we just felt that with his speed and dash going out of there, Kerridge is a really good runner and links really well. And probably Tommy Lynch is one that's played that role really well for us in the past. And he's fortunately going to be back, not in the AFL team this week, but it looks like he'll be back in the SANFL team. So,
good.
But in terms of the Kerridge role, yeah, it was using the Lynch model. Really good runner, gets up and down the ground and provides the link. And, kicked four, which is nice.
Well, I love the aggression from the first bounce and the sense of team. What pleased the coaching group the most about that win?
There's obviously the response element, which has unfortunately been a necessity every second week at this stage. But firstly, the response from the previous week, which was, it's a fairly disappointing performance. And then I guess a combination of some composure under the pressure, whereas the week before we'd sort of jacked the ball and hadn't given our forwards an opportunity. So a little bit of composure. And then, once again, as I mentioned earlier, just the capacity for blokes that were outnumbered to find a way. And, it was good. It was a good night.
Sounded like a lot more players took responsibility for their efforts and stepped up with their voice and actions. We spoke to Andy Otten yesterday, a couple of players after the game, and they said during the game it was the best instructional voice of players telling each other, instructing each other that they've had all year. Now that grows. That's a big building block, Doc.
Yeah, and obviously that's something that the coaches are really keen to see, but it has to be player-driven in a lot of ways. Obviously, they're the guys that are out there. They're the ones that are interacting, and so... when you've got a group that's coming through together, I think every now and then you just need like a flashpoint where you say, well, wait up, boys, this is, we've got to raise our level. And hopefully the weekend was that opportunity for some quieter guys in the group to say, you know what, I'm going to make a difference, not only personally, but more so to the team. So, that's really pleasing that Otto has, indicated that was what happened and certainly, we'll keep pushing that line. We want them to be self-motivated and self-driven out there, for sure.
Are you sensing that this group needs to, if you like, manufacture motivation to perform? And I don't think that's a bad thing, Doc.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I reckon one thing you do need to recognise is the level of the competition. It's such a tight competition that if for whatever reason you're... aggression level or your motivation is off by 2%, 5%, then I think you get found out really quickly. And so I think part of developing consistency and maturing as a team is recognising that and then just not accepting anything below a certain level. So I guess the proof will be in our performances over the next couple of weeks. We've as everyone alluded to, we've been on this unfortunate pattern of win-loss, and while, I'm always reluctant to question effort because I see up close and personal how fatigued they are, and so there's no doubt that they're trying really hard.
Oh, they're having a crack.
Yeah. I think our just having that sharpness and that intensity at the level every week is the sign of a maturing side. So hopefully that's where we're headed next.
You took the word out of my mouth. So you're sort of suggesting that the team needs to grow, needs to mature, and maybe that's physically and that's mentally as well.
I think that's a process that you're always undergoing. I mean, there's probably the odd team in the competition that sort of are on the wave down from that process, but you're always trying to improve, trying to develop. Even at sort of late in your career, you've got to be finding another edge, because if you stay still in this industry, you go backwards pretty quick. So I don't think I don't think we'd be unique in that situation, but that's definitely where we're at. We're trying to improve.
Got a couple of individuals that have, and Brodie Smith certainly one of them, who's found a vast improvement in a really nice game and some genuine consistency as well.
It's been pretty important.
I don't know, there's lots of stats fly around, but his metres gained across the comp is either one or two, I think, and that sort of indicates the impact he's having on the game, both with his obviously beautiful kick, but also just that capacity to break the first line, which, AFL footy at the moment, the defence is very much up and back. So when they're all coming at you, if you've got an individual who can break that first line and then kick the ball 50, 60 metres, then you've really got the opportunity to get in behind him and score quickly. So he's become a really important player, and I guess he's in that band of guys that we talked about in terms of starting to not only have a really strong impact individually, but trying to take that and have an impact across the rest of the team as well. So going really well, and we like the way he, along with a lot of others, are going about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll put you to the test. And without putting you under too much pressure, who else is in that similar category to him, do you think?
I think the back line in general is a young group, with obviously Rutten as the standout with experience, and Riley coming back in this week. But I think Brown, Laird obviously played a tagging role, but he's in that category. The midfield is probably a slightly more experienced group, but some of our leaders are 23, 24-year-old players who are, they're on the verge of establishing themselves and becoming really, really experienced. But at 23, you're still just sort of stepping into the prime of your football. Mm. So I think even those guys have still got room for improvement in that area. And then, down forward is, I guess you're looking at guys like Josh Jenkins. We've got some experienced heads around him, but he's one that needs to continue to build his game. He's showing some signs, but probably just needs that consistency along with a few others.
It's been a tough season to date, Doc. Freaky injuries, inconsistent form, two close losses. Everyone in the club scrutinised, whether it be fairly or unfairly. I just sense this week the wheels turning, Doc. Do you internally?
It's hard when you're living it day to day. You feel, certainly I feel, as they, all the people I work with show up, work really hard, are enthusiastic, are just striving to get better, on a daily basis. I don't notice a huge difference, even wins or loss. I see people rocking up to work and getting into it, but, maybe it's like watching your kids grow. You don't notice it, but when someone comes in and hasn't seen them for a while, they might notice a large difference. So I might not be the best person to answer that question, other than to say from an internal perspective, I see consistency of effort. And I think that if you maintain that it will translate into, weekend performance as well. So the other good thing on the weekend, which we haven't talked about, was the new blokes are in this category, was we had the past players down there. And I reckon that was a really good thing for us as a club to, in your 24th year, you start to get to that stage where you've got some history and you've got some people that have maybe been out of it long enough that they feel good about coming back and being involved. So for the guys to put in the performance they did was really good. It was really, really solid. And I think they certainly enjoyed having those guys around the rooms, and hopefully the guys that came down enjoyed, being part of it again. So building that sense of club is something that I think is important, and hopefully, the weekend was a step in that direction as well.
And on behalf of the past players, if I can say that, the respect Sando and the players show, it's mutual, and I know the past players really do love the fact that when they go in there, they're wanted, you know, they're not looked upon or frowned upon, they're actually embraced, and I reckon that's a damn great thing, and they're wanting to build that, Doc, so well done. Hey, Charlie Cameron, Ricky Henderson, Brad Crouch, Tom Lynch will all be around the mark the next two or so weeks. That must please the playing group. A bit of pressure from underneath coming up, Doc.
Yes, well, one of them won't be playing this week.
No, that's Brad Crouch. Well, that was disappointing, wasn't it? Yeah,
yeah, that wasn't real smart. But, look, the good thing is, yeah, Tommy Lynch comes... Hendo plays his first game. Tommy Lynch comes back this weekend. And as you pointed out, there has, the start of the season, we got a little unsettled with a few injuries, but hopefully we can get all those guys back, and then obviously it's going to take a little bit of time for them to hit good form. But as you point out, once you get that, you get pressure from below, and that raises the expectation of everybody.
You're a fan of Good Friday footy, Doc?
Yep, let's have four games. I think that's the... I mean, we played an Anzac Day game with the SANFL boys this year, and there was, you know, 12 or 13,000. So I think these days are really important, and you want to not... disrespect the day, but I think there's certainly room for footy on those public holidays, because I think people love it. They get involved, and hopefully, if it's done well, you can not only enjoy a really good game of footy, but also promote the cause, whatever it may be.
Absolutely, it's a really good point. Hey, just another one whilst we've got you. The boys obviously got very heavily involved with Paddy Mills and the success of the Spurs over in the NBA.
Yeah, well, Paddy came, actually sat in the coach's box, I think it was last year or the year before, it was at the MCG anyway, and he afterwards said it was like one of the best days of his life, and Sando spent some time with him, and he just couldn't believe that was his reference point in terms of a guy that's been over in the NBA and seen all that he's seen, and yet really loved the experience of watching an AFL game from the coach's box at the MCG. So, through that process, yeah, a number of the players obviously got to meet him personally, and yeah, what an amazing achievement for a guy that backs and is an ambassador of the Crows. Yeah, great story.
Well done. And Doc, just one last one. Eston on the rebound, that'll be a ripping game this weekend, so you're going to need to be up for that one.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, they lose by a point, which is great for us in terms of keeping them around the same level, but also you sort of, part of you thinks, imagine, you know, in some ways you almost would have liked them to get over the line by a couple of points. So no doubt they'll be deeply disappointed with that result and wanting to respond. But I think, we've got to be good enough to absorb whatever's coming our way and hopefully, you know, maintain a little bit of last week's form. Get another win and get ahead of the ledger for the first time this year. That'd be nice.
Well done. All the best, Doc. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, boys. Have a good one.
Good on you, Doc.
Yeah, consistency of performance and effort. It's been there. They're going to keep doing it for four quarters. They do that. Their best is good enough.
I think Doc said it beautifully this week against Essendon. It's a really big game for them. Good win last week. Got to back it up this week. Doc Class from the Adelaide Football Club, our guest.